Hello, Daniel. Hello, is Daniel. Hello, is Daniel.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, hi. This is Local Splash. I was getting back to you because I think your friend Justin had referred you to us, Justin Williams.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, from Jade Electric. And I understand that you were looking to get a website and have some, you know, Google advertising and search engine optimization. But what type of business do you have?
We are a junk removal, junk hauling business.
Oh, how exciting. I've always loved that business because I bet you find treasures when you go in there.
We find awesome stuff all the time.
I bet. Yeah, that's awesome. And then how long have you had the business?
We started it, basically, we own a parking lot sweeping business, which
okay.
We've had for about 10 years now. And we started as a spinoff of that about 3 or 4 months ago. So we're just getting started with that. But we had most of the equipment, everything already from the other business. So we're ready to roll with it. The website and stuff like that is definitely not our area of expertise. We are not good at that kind of stuff.
I understand. No, I can definitely help you with that. That's not a problem. And then tell me, where are you located, Daniel, and what's your target market, meaning how far do you typically go for a new client?
We are located right north of Baton Rouge, but basically in Baton Rouge,
which is
the central area. But we go about an hour. We've gone to New Orleans. You know, we won't go to New Orleans for a really small job, but for a decent job, we'll go to New Orleans. We'll go to Lafayette. We'll go anywhere basically within about 60 to 75 miles of where we are.
Okay. Yeah, probably the bigger the job, the further you'll go type thing, right?
Absolutely. We had a job that was a 2-day job in New Orleans, and it paid pretty well, so we had no problem going down there. But, you know, if it's just a mattress or something small, we won't drive that far just for that. So it just depends, but we will venture that way for the right thing.
Yeah, of course, because you're going to have an extra expense to have to go farther. So it has to make, you know, sense, you know, be more profitable for you to go that far,
right.
You know, so I get
yep.
it. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of ways that you can go. You can, because I just want to give you this option because you had mentioned in your inquiry Google Ads. So you can bundle the SEO package with Google Ads, and that would be a flat rate month-to-month of $499 and a one-time setup fee of $99, and that goes on the first payment only, okay? Now, $300 of that $499 each month would be sent directly to Google to run those ads for you. And I'm curious, have you tried Google Ads before?
I think we looked into it at one point and then didn't proceed with it, but we had looked into it. We were just getting started, so obviously our budget wasn't that big because we, you know, didn't know what we were going to be getting into, so we had started off small. But we do Facebook ads right now, and that's pretty much all we're doing. We haven't done the Google
ads
yet.
Oh, good. Well, you know what? For a 3 or 4 month old business, if you already have Facebook ads up and running, that's good. You're a little bit ahead of the curve. So that's really great that you have that going. How are the Facebook ads working out for you?
Actually, really good. I was surprised. It's converting some jobs, but mostly it's just getting a lot of attention and some shares and likes and stuff and bringing attention to the company, which for right now, visibility is a great thing. So it's
right.
been good. So
absolutely.
Definitely not displeased with it.
Okay. So the package that Justin has bundles our SEO services with Facebook ads. So, you know, it's just $2.99 a month and $100 goes to Facebook ads. You don't need that component because you're already doing it yourself, right? So you wouldn't
yes.
want us to try to duplicate, you know, what you're doing on your end. Another thing that Justin has is Google Guaranteed. And I don't know, has he explained to you anything about the services that he has with us?
No, he mentioned it a little bit. We kind of talked briefly last night, and he mentioned
okay.
it because he knows I've been looking, but I haven't really found anything that really fits what I'm looking for yet. So he was just asking me about the website and stuff like that.
Okay.
We had someone offer to build us one for about $6,500, and that blew my
oh,
mind.
That's
and I was
crazy.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's nowhere near our budget. So I was just like, oh, no. And he's said, y'all do some website design along with advertising, and it was a great price. And I was like, well, you know, that,
it really
that
is.
Sounds really promising.
Yeah, because I've talked to people in the past that have spent, you know, $6,500, $10,000 plus building this beautiful website with all the bells and whistles, you know, but then what they tell me is that the site never got them one client. And the reason that happens is if a website is not compliant with the search engines, you'll never ever get ranked. So that's the beauty
right.
of the websites that we built is they're 100% Google compliant, highly rankable sites. But also they're put together by the Google certified technicians. So they're not going to put any content in there that's going to throw up a red flag with Google or hurt your rankings. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. That's smart.
Now, give me your zip code because I want to see if Google Guaranteed is available in your area.
70739 is the zip code where we're based out of.
Okay. 70739. So let me just see. Oh, good. It is available. Okay. So what the Google Guaranteed is, and Justin's bundled his package with this service, is it's a pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year. Okay. The reason it's called Google Guaranteed is you'd have to pass a background check in order to qualify for it. Once you pass the background check, Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So the that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks to actually go in. And, you know, we use a third-party company to do the background checks. Once you pass the background check, you would be paying $40 per lead. And we require 13 leads in order to activate the budget. So it would be $522, you know, sometime 4 to 8 weeks out. And the application fee is just $250. Now, that lead budget sits in an escrow account where let's say 1 month you don't take on 13 leads. Let's say that you take on just 9 leads. So the next month, you just replenish that bucket with the 9 leads for $40 each, and you don't have to pay that whole $522, okay?
Okay.
And we have a Google Guaranteed team that monitors the leads. So I don't know if you've ever tried any of those lead services in the past where they're selling the lead to you and everybody else out there, but with Google, it's a strategic way to send the lead only to you. And we monitor it where if you ever did get a bogus lead or someone calling from an incorrect category, then you wouldn't get charged for it. So you're only charged for the ones that are actual leads. So, you know, what I would recommend for you, since you already have the Facebook ads, is we could bundle that $4.99 package with the Google Guaranteed. And then that way you're getting, you know, the best of all three worlds because you're already doing Facebook ads. You'll have the most dominant internet presence on Google being in the local map section and running Google ads. And then on top of it, we would start the ball rolling in order to get that, you know, Google Guaranteed program running for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that sound something though? Because I know, you know, you're a newer business that would be completely out of the budget to kind of do it all at once. Because if it is.
Yeah. What I think I want to do is do the one he's got and I won't renew my Facebook ads, and I'll let y'all do them because his price point was the price point I want to go with right now.
Exactly.
So I'd like to do it that way.
Yeah, that's why we do
it. I don't think the Google Guarantee is going to really be for me because our cheapest option, which is the most popular one, is a single item removal for $100. And if I'm paying $40 a lead for that, that's almost 50% of what I'm making. And I don't think we have the type of services like electrical I get, you know, guaranteeing that. But I don't think we have the type of services I really need guaranteed. So I don't really think that's what I need. But the website and the Facebook ads, I think, would be a perfect starting point for me. And then I may at some point transition and switch to the Google ads as I, you know, start making more money and have a bigger budget for that.
Great idea. So and then that way you don't have to duplicate and pay the Google or the Facebook ads on your own and pay us because you'll just not renew yours. So we'll just handle everything for you. And I don't know if he told you, but the websites do sell for $400 extra. But I'm absolutely going to send a request and get that included for you at no additional cost because I believe when he signed up, we were running a promo and he got it included. So I'm definitely going to honor
that. Okay, that'd be awesome.
Yes, I'm just sending that request to my director right now. And then I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one on the form, which is the wwjdnow4@icloud.com?
Yeah, that's my personal one right now. We need to buy a domain still from GoDaddy or whoever. We were actually talking about that last night. So I think I need to get that before y'all build the site, I assume. So I look that you have the one I want to build.
We'll buy the
domain
for you. Yeah, and they'll go over during the client interview what the options are. So if the one that you're thinking is available, we'll grab it for you during that client interview. And then are you on Central Time or Eastern Time?
Central Time.
Central Time, that's what I was thinking. Okay. And then is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google, the 225-200-1069?
No, that's my personal number.
Okay.
I have a business line already set up for this. It's 225-910-5205.
Okay. So the business line will be displayed exclusively on Google. We'll keep your personal line on here as an internal number. So if they need to reach you or send you a text or something, we'll use the 1069 number. But everything as far as a potential client will go through the 5205 number, okay?
Oh, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the name of the business?
Junk Haulers of Louisiana.
I love it. Okay. Okay. And then the business address?
17037
mm-hmm.
Magnolia Bridge Road.
Magnolia Ridge Road. Okay. Got it.
And that's Greenwell Springs at the end of Greenwell. That's one word. And then Springs.
Got it. Okay.
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana 70739.
70739. Okay. And then what is the domain that you were thinking that you'd like? I'd like to put it in the notes so they can check if it's available.
I sent this to him last night. Let me pull it right back up.
Uh-huh.
So Junk Haulers LA was available, and I like that one.
Okay, junkhaulersla.com or .net, or did it say?
.com.
.com,
.com
okay.
was available.
All right, perfect. So I put that in the notes. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Debit card.
Okay, and does it have your name displayed or the business name or both?
Let's see. Actually, I don't have my card in. It's supposed to come in tomorrow for the business one. But
okay.
I have a business card for my other business available, but I don't have the one. I would want to put this one on until tomorrow. But I don't know if we need it today or if I can do it tomorrow, whatever is better for you. It's supposed to come in the mail this evening, so.
If we're wanting to grab that domain and it's available now, I suggest maybe use the card that you have for the initial payment, and then tomorrow we can update it and put the new card on file for future billing. Yeah, and because it's still a business expense, even though it's the other business card, you would still get a write-off for it because you're going to get a receipt for this, so you're going to, you know, be able to, you know, submit it at the end of the year for your taxes, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so for that card, does it have a middle name or initial, or does it just say Daniel Blow?
It's the business name for that one. It's a business card for the other business.
So
it's
how does it
Dixie read? Sweeps Cleaning.
Dixie Sweeps Cleaning. That's a good Southern name, right? I love it.
Yes.
My sister-in-law's from Alabama originally, and they named their dog Dixie. So I always think,
wow,
it's a good Southern name.
I tried to put something in there so that when people would search us, they'd know where we were, because most of the people we work for are in other states, because we do a lot of commercial property cleaning. So next time, you know, they know where we're at.
That's very cool. I love it. So what is the billing address, please?
The billing address should be the same address as I just gave you, but I can give it to you again if you need it.
It only saved the Greenwell Springs and the 70739, so give me the street address one more
That's
time.
That's fine. 17037 mm-hmm. Magnolia Bridge Road.
That was it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to just try to make sure that this sticks this time so it doesn't disappear. Perfect. Okay, so now it's in there. 17037 Magnolia Bridge Road, Greenwell Springs, 70739. And then are you going to use a Visa, MasterCard? What works?
Visa.
That? Okay, and the card number?
4719-1520-8412-0552.
Okay, and expiration?
0927.
Okay, and the code?
689.
Okay, and what I will do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, but just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Junk Haulers of Louisiana.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Daniel Blau, and I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to open the calendar and look at what's available for that client interview, and then you can tell me what works best. So, okay, so we could do 4 o'clock only. The rest of the day is completely triple booked out. Would 4 o'clock work?
Central time? That should be fine.
Okay, yes. Perfect. So what I'm doing is I'm blocking out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay? And then lastly, because I got you some special pricing and I got the website included as well, I want you to just acknowledge it with your e-signature, and what that will do is grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yep, just got it.
Perfect. Okay. So if you open the link in that text, it will take you to a page that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom of that page once it loads. And there's 2 boxes you're going to have to check, Daniel. One says that you're authorized on the account. The second says that you receive text messages. And then you just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Okay?
All right.
Now, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. That's your sign that it successfully went through, if you see that. And
okay,
don't worry about the username and password right now. That's in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, perfect. I did it. And okay, it took me to the next page.
Perfect. Okay, so you're all good to go there. And then lastly, I'm going to have you started the process to get a Google Business page up and running yet, or just the Facebook is up right now?
Just the Facebook.
Okay. So you're going to get an email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. What that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page is to be a valid business in the area. So on that email, it's going to have about 7 or 8 different suggestions that they want you to send: a business license or a business insurance or registration or a work vehicle with tools or an invoice or a business card. So you don't have to send all 7 or 8 that are in that email, but just send over whatever you can, and that will help the verification process go smoothly. Okay. And then what my technician will do after the client interview today is they'll also send an invite for you to add us to your Facebook page so that we can take over and start running the ads for you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So other than that, you're all good to go. And my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to talk to me, you just plug in that 777 and it rings directly to my desk. If not, the customer support number is on those emails and on the text messages you got. You could also just hit option 1. So, for instance, when your new business card comes in and you want to update the billing, you can just call in and hit option 1, and anyone that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, great. Okay, so you are all good to go. So welcome aboard, Daniel. I think you're going to absolutely love this. I'm excited about your new business, and then my technician will be calling you shortly, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.